Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 16, Thursday, 2020, day 198. Today's topic, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 74, verses 1 to 11, 1 Chronicles, chapter 22, verse 1 to chapter 23, verse 32, Romans, chapter 3, verses 9 to 31, Proverbs 19, verses 13 to 14. Today's main passage, Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening, the topic I received today is, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Many years ago, an experienced and senior pastor told me quite a number of times, every time when I read the confession passage during worship, I felt uneasy because I have no sin to confess. I was sad whenever he told me that, because today's Romans tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This verse does not use past tense, but a present perfect tense. Which means sinning is never a past event, but we keep on sinning. Our problem is that usually we do not know our sins. Or even we know we do not want to confess. Or even we are willing to confess, but we are not willing to change, to be totally being transformed by the Holy Spirit. The result is that we do not have Jesus as our Lord, lording us each day. We take the lordship most of the time. Our sins take away the glory of Christ in us, take away the light of Christ in our face, and the glory of Christ cannot show forth because we are not willing to be used by Jesus. What a waste. How sad. So what should we do? Number one, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to shine on us each day because we are not able to know our sins. Jesus tells us very clearly in John chapter 16, verses 8 to 11, that it is the job of the Holy Spirit to shine on us so that we can see our sins. Number two, we need to confess our sins and ask God for His forgiveness because of His grace. And we really need to repent with true repentance, real action. If you can be that close to Jesus each day and are willing to do that, I am sure that your relationship with Jesus will be sweeter and sweeter each day. And the light of Christ on your face will be brighter and brighter each day. And God will use you to show forth His glory. Are you willing? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to know that we are all sinners falling short of your glory. Lead us to be willing to ask the Holy Spirit to shine on us each day that we know our sins and be able to confess, repent, and change so that you can send us out to show forth your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.